Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, 9/24/24 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Here's the question that MERS News Service put out to discuss with the political consultants, these politicos down in Lansing. Regarding the Gaza situation, pro-Palestinian voters must inevitably prefer the policies of Kamala Harris over those of Donald Trump. Therefore, the Democrats have been needlessly walking a political tightrope with their attempts to appease the pro-Palestinian voters, right? Steve Mitchell of Mitchell Research and Communications said wrong. According to a poll of 2,505 voters, which was conducted by John Zogby back on July 31st through August 1st, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, who do you support for president? Harris at that time, now this is back at the end of July, the 1st of August, she only had a 4-point lead, 48-44. Add those numbers up, 92. 8% at that point were still undecided. So what actions has Harris taken to increase her support? Demanding a ceasefire would allow unimpeded aid to go into the Gaza Strip. Demanding a ceasefire. You guys have to stop fighting this war. If she took this stand, her votes for the undecided votes would increase. Same results would hold true if Harris was to suspend armed shipments and withhold diplomatic support for Israel. Here's the question. Democrats are walking a tightrope. Do you reach out to the pro-Palestinian Muslims, or do you offend the Jews? Jewish voters, for some reason, and I still do not understand this in any way, shape, or form, other than a couple of points, they vote Democratic. Why? Donald Trump has been the most pro-Israel president in the history of the United States, bar none. The 4 years, 45 was in office, he did things that were 100% pro-Israel. Now, the main reason I believe most Jews vote Democratic is because and I was shocked to learn this, most Jews support abortion. Israel, per capita, performs as many abortions in Israel as the United States. So is it that one issue right there that causes them to vote Democratic? Evidently. Forget about the United States under Donald Trump supporting Israel and doing things that strengthened their country while he was president. So the tightrope that the Democrats are walking, folks, is very interesting. In Michigan, and I'm talking Michigan, this is Michigan news, Michigan politics related to the presidential race. Do they cater to the Muslims to get their vote so that they actually get out and vote and tick off the Democratic vote? Well, Mario Morrow of Morrow & Associates said yes. Why? Because they have the Jewish vote locked up. No matter how much they appear to be catering to the Muslims, the pro-Palestinian voters, they still are going to keep the Jewish vote in Michigan. As a result, they increase their support. They make Michigan a lot closer. Because there's going to be a faction of voters that are going to change the outcome of this election in many states, Michigan being one of them. Well, two other groups in Michigan that they're not even looking at on the Democrat side, that I think J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and the Republican Party need to focus on. The Christian vote in the churches. Absolutely, the Christian vote in the churches and hunters. The guys that don't normally vote, the women that don't normally vote because they love their deer hunting in Michigan. A couple of weeks, we're starting bow season in October. Then there's a short break, and it goes right into the rifle season, November 15th to November 30th. Well, guess what? Guys, women out there, you hunters, 10 days before rifle season, deer season opens, there's a major election, if you haven't noticed. November 5th, you people need to stop baiting your piles, prepping for your deer hunt that's coming up, and you need to get out and vote. Believers, Christians, people who go to church, especially on Sundays, I'm talking to you, churchgoers. You perhaps have the belief that you're not part of this world. You are absolutely living your life for the next world to come after your death. You're not going to matter yourselves with what's going on here right now in this world, in your community, in your state, in your country. Some of you are not even registered to vote. How is that even possible? Not only are you not registered to vote, when you hear or see a TV commercial for politics, you turn the volume down. You fast forward through the DVR. You walk away and refuse to watch the ad. And lately, there's not a TV show, a sporting event, or a YouTube video you can look at without seeing political ads. They're everywhere. Why? Because they work. In these lies that Kamala Harris' presidential campaign is putting out there, is brainwashing people into believing that she is something that she is not. It's amazing. I cannot believe it. The Donald Trump tax. There's no such thing. Kamala Harris, in her own words, at a rally with supporters behind her, saying that the Trump tax will cost the average family $3,900 a year. Ball face lie. But yet she's running those ads. Still trying to use abortion as an issue. That Donald Trump helped overturn Roe v. Wade based on him putting in three pro-life justices on the Supreme Court. When they overturned Roe v. Wade and sent it back to the states, which is where it should have been all along, Donald Trump did something that no other Republican had the spine and the backbone and the Congress and the U.S. Senate to do. Donald Trump did it. Now states have total control over their abortion policies in their states. Look at what the pro-death, pro-abortionists did in Michigan when they passed Proposal 3. Basically making Michigan anything goes when it comes to abortion. They put it on the ballot, the people of Michigan voted on it, and they changed and amended our state's constitution. It is now in our state's constitution. Abortion on demand. They're using it again this election. If Donald Trump or Mike Rogers gets elected, they will pass a nationwide abortion ban. Not true. Ball face lie. Mike Rogers and his wife Christy Rogers, sitting side by side, had to do a TV ad explaining that in Michigan, the U.S. Senator has no way of possibly changing the Constitution of the state of Michigan, which was amended regarding abortion. A U.S. Senator can't do it. And when he goes to Washington, he says in the ad, there's nothing I can do or introduce that will change that fact. Basically countering the Elisa Slotkin's PACs, their commercials, attacking Rogers for being 100% pro-life without exception. That's how pro-life he is. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Former conservative state representative, absolutely conservative, Dave Agema, listening to the show this morning, sent me this text message just before the break. They, politicians who think they're above the law, use lies for their advantage. Lies should never be tolerated. The Democrats have taken lies to a new level. Remember, politicians have exempted themselves from telling the truth against their opponents. Democrats, especially, lying is an acceptable practice to them. This should not be. It's disinformation which Harris says she wants to stop. That also is a lie. She actually says at her rallies, I believe she even says it in one of her ads, we have to stop the lies, the misinformation, the disinformation. Excuse me, but Democrats are absolute perfectionists when it comes to using that tactic. They run perfect attack ads against their Republican opponents. It's that simple. Bob O'Donnell, Great Lakes Computer and Phone, O'Donnell Glass there in Petoskey. These two pictures should make people vote they want to, if they want to save America. Gas prices. Picture of a gas sign. Diesel at $3.78. Mid-grade unleaded at 268. Regular grade, 328. The day Donald Trump left office, $1.89. Roughly a buck and a half cheaper per gallon under Donald Trump. The last day he was in office, January 20th of 2021. Again, that tax that we've all been paying, roughly about $1 to $1.50 per gallon over the last 4 years, multiply it out. Figure out how much cash money you would have in your checking or savings account right now if you'd been paying $1.89 for gas the last 4 years. It's that simple. In the PAGS video, he says the average over the entire 4 years of when Donald Trump came into office, gas roughly at about $3.60 a gallon, when he left office, $1.89, on average was $2.49 over his 4 years. Under Biden-Harris, it's averaged $3.50. Conservatively, a buck a gallon. How many gallons of gasoline or diesel have you purchased in the last 4 years? Figure it out. Simple way to just do an average. Let's say, on average, because some of our listeners drive smaller compact cars, 14, 15 gallon tanks. Some of our pickup truck listeners, 25, 30 gallon tanks. Let's just pick 20. Let's just say a tank a week. Some of you use a heck of a lot more than that. Randy Walker, I don't even want to talk about how much he buys. But let's just say 20 gallons a week times 50 weeks. Forget about when you're on vacation, not here, not driving your vehicles. It's 1,000 gallons a year at a buck times 4 years. At a minimum, you would have $4,000 in the bank, in the savings account right now. How much would that help you if you had $4,000 in your bank account that you don't have right now? Especially if you're on a fixed income or disability, struggling to pay your bills. What would $4,000 in your bank account do for you? Because you had to pay $1,000 a year more for gasoline or diesel times 4 years, you're out that $4,000. Ask people. Very simple question. Would $4,000 in your bank account today help you out? Well, guess what? If Donald Trump had been president versus Biden-Harris, you'd have it, if not more. That's a great text, Bob. Kudos. Thank you for sending me that. You want the PAGS video? Text me PAGS. You want the video of the black Christian truck driver construction worker? Text me a V for video. And I'm going to send you the sign anyway. Vote Republican. You know why. We're going to find out what's going on with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig, get his opinion on the wages changing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy.